Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk, and I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, and other issues.
The Ministry of Health reports that 51 people died of COVID-19 and 686 tested positive yesterday in Zimbabwe. More than 3,500 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
According to the Ministry of Health, the country has recorded 109,506 cases and 76,665 recoveries over the past 28 months.
And in the second phase of its vaccination program, at least 1.6 million and above Zimbabweans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, with over 779,229 people having received the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
In other news, all Zimbabweans who were representing the country in the 2020 Olympic Games are going home empty-handed. Some have already arrived home, while others are set to leave Japan on Wednesday.
In politics, Zimbabweans are crying foul after principals of the Political Actors Dialogue were given vehicles by the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa's government.
At the same time, Zimbabweans are remembering the death of six locals who were killed by state security agents in August 2018 following protests by activists were demanding the release of presidential election results. President Emmerson Mnangagwa was declared the winner of the election, but MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa still insists that he won the poll by what margin. Yebo kambe sulukanda balinjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Lamhlanje ke sikhuluma ngokuningi okujeneyo, okunye okumqoka singathi ke khona okwe COVID-19 ukuthi kambe kwenzakalani elizweni. Siyabona ukuthi-ke kulabantu abayi 51 ababulewe i-COVID-19 izolo, kodwa abayi 686 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Konke lokhu-ke kubikwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. So siyabona njalo ukuthi babika ukuthi abantu abedlula 3,500 kwele Zimbabwe sebabulawa i-COVID-19 kusukisela ngombimbito nyakenye. Lubika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi eZimbabwe sokuhlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala abantu singathi hayi enzama ukubeka lapho ukuthi sokulabantu 109,506 abantu asebatholakala bele COVID-19, kuthi abayi 76,665 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Nxa sesikhangela njalo kulokhu okujova abantu amajekiseni, siyabona ukuthi-ke kulabantu abedlula 1,654,000 asebahlatshwa kwakuqala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuthi-ke abayi 779,229 abantu sebehlatshwa okwesibili. Ye, sikhangele kokunye okwenzakala kwezindaba kwele Zimbabwe, siyabona ukuthi kulabantu akade bemele ilizwe leZimbabwe kuma-Olympic Games, lawo-ke kubizwa kuthiwa ngama-2020 Olympic Games khona ngale Tokyo kwele Japan. Siyabona ukuthi-ke abatholanga izicoco. So lapha-ke izicoco kumele zitholakale ngelegolide besokuyisiliva le-bronze. Kodwa-ke abadabuka eZimbabwe bakhanya bayabuyela nje ekhaya bephethe izandla. Siyabona njalo ukuthi nxa singena kwezombusazwe, kulabantu abakhala okunye okumangalisayo ngalokho kwenziwa nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Usenike abanye abaku-Political Actors Dialogue izimota. So izimota lezi kukhanya sibili ziyitshakala zigcwele okunye okumangalisayo. So kunikwe abantu abayi-16, kwathi-ke ezinye ezingu-3 zanikwa i-president's office. Kusenjalo-ke abantu bakhumbula ukwenzakala ngo-August 1, 2018, kuzokudutshulwa abantu eHarare ngamasosha labanye-ke abadlelana lohulumende ngesikhathi kulabanye ababejengisela emgwaqweni bekhonona ngempumela yokhetho. Babesithi ukhetho phela sokuthetha isikhathi eside ukuthi kukhanye ukuthi ukhetho luya ngaphi. So-ke impumela yokhetho lwangkhona kwagcina-ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuthiwa nguye onqobileyo kukhulunywa konke lokhu a constitutional court. So yagcine umlamulankozi. So ke kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa chedu nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro August 2. 2021 apo nasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa zviri kubuda kubva kunyaya yecovid-19 iyo yatekeshera munyika uyezve bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti kubva nezuro pane vanhu 51 vakabatwa vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kwozosvika ipo wandu hunosvika ipo 686 vakawanikwa vachibatwa vane denda iri nezuro asi pari zvino pane vanhu 3500 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura uyezve titarisa isu nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba kwevanhu pari zvino tiri kutaura tombotarisa zvakare uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 tichibva muna March gore rapfuura pari zvino nyika inoti ine vanhu vakabatwa kubva gore rapfuura vanosvika 109,506 uyezve kune vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa nenhomba iyi vakaikunda vanosvika ivo pa76,665 totarisa panyaya yenhomba yechirwere checovid-19 tinoona kuti nyika yezimbabwe pari zvino vari paphase 2 yekubayiwa kwenhomba iyi vari kutaura ivo vebazi rezveutano kuti pane vanhu 1.6 million nekudaudzira vabayiwa ivo nhomba iyi yecovid-19 yekutanga kwozouyawo vabayiwa nhomba idzi dzese vanodaudzira 700,000 totarisa zvakare mune dzimwe nhau dzatiri kukurukura nezvadzo patichange tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda kubva kumakwikwi eolympics kutokyo uko takaona vatambi vezimbabwe vasina kukwanisa kunge vachiuya nemamenduro kubva kumutambo uyu takaona isu bato rezimbabwe olympic committee ichiti riri kufara nematambiro akaita vatambi vanga vari kumakwikwi aya nyanya zvikuru Scott Vincent uyo akanga ari kutamba mutambo wegorofu anonzi iye akawanikwa achikwira palogi yatinotaura iyo yekumaolympics uyezve yepasi rose tisingakanganwe Donata Katai uyo akawanikwa achikunda pakutanga paakatanga kubhaguja asi tikazoona achizowanikwa achitadza hake kuti asvike pachikamu chemenduru takaona mupedzisi akapedzisa yekumhanya Ngoni Makusha achiwanikwawo achimhanya zvinodadisa asi haana kuzokwanisa kunge achiwanikwa achibuda iye zvakanaka pamakwikwi iwaya tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kunyaya dzemota dzakawanikwa idzo dzichipiwa yatingati regungano repollard iro rine mapato anopikisa akawanikwa iwo asina kuburikira zvakanaka musarudzo dzichangopfuura tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti pari zvino nyika yemuzimbabwe vari kurangarira vanhu vaye vakawanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa pane chiitiko mhirizhonga yakaita muna August 1, 2018 mushure mesarudzo yanga yaitwa tikaona ipo pachirasikirwa neupenyu hwevanhu vanokwana ivo 6 pachiitiko ichochi saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo asi tange tiri kukupai tichikupainzwisa iye zvatataura navatabani gonye vanova ivo vanova president kana kuti mukuru wesangano rezimbabwe olympic committee over to you Gibbs
Yes, marvelous. We've got some other people who actually send us videos. They're talking about COVID-19. So the first one is a senior citizen who is in Lupane. Let's hear what she's saying about
COVID-19.
I'm a
citizen. I'm
a citizen. I'm a citizen. Yeah, but then I did forget on Janice Gavin, see.
Ah, Tina Zakazi Zandra.
Oh.
Hey.
You forget on?
She forgot my mask, Lavan.
Oh, my mask.
Mm.
Well, I feel.
Ah, I think I
got
figure, Makala.
Hey, but you have a good food, but you won't put in a corona, I have blood.
Hey, I have blood, I feel.
You have blood, corona.
Ah, Pasopan gave us a good corona, I have blood, I was a good one.
So that's one of the people who is in Kwarai village in Lupane, that senior citizen saying, you know, you must be very careful because corona kills. So she says she's protecting herself and other people by wearing a mask, cleaning hands, and all those kind of things. You know, those are protocols that were actually prescribed by the WHO. Yeah, kunjalo ke marvelous.
Apo tiri kunzwa vamwe gogo vari kutaura ivo vachiyambira veruzhinji kuti chokwadi corona inouraya vari kutaura ivo kuti kunyangwe zvavo vari kumamisha kwavari vanoziva kuti chirwere ichi chiri kuuraya uyezve vari kukurudzira kuti vanhu ngavaenderere mberi vachiwanikwa vachiita zviga zviye zvakabedzerwa neWorld Health Organization zvekupfeka mamaski zvekugeza maoko uyezve nenyaya yesocial distancing kuti vanhu vasawande panzvimbo imwe chete nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti ichokwadi corona chirwere chinouraya.
We also have Ketiwe Lupahla, who also sent us a video talking about COVID-19.
Zihlobo salibonani. Zihlobo zami umkhuhlani esibhekane lawo obhubhani. Kasizinanzelelenini, sisanitize, sifaka amamaski. Sizivikele zihlobo zami abantu bayafa phandle lapha. Abantu bafa njengempukane insuku zonke. Ukusa kwamalanga uyezwa kuthiwa sokufiwe ngale. Obani sebegula. Zihlobo zami asikukhangeleni konke lokho. Umkhuhlane ukhona. Asikomanga, ayiso joke. Kodwa asomdlalo. Kodwa impela khona abantu umkhuhlane ukhona. Asikuvumenini khona lokho. Of course sisadinga ukuthi lathi sinje siyafisa ukuthi ngase sihlatshiwe kodwa sikahlatshwa ngenxa yokuthi kukhanya ama injection ashoda kodwa asihlatshe nini thine sile opportunity nxa sokuthiwa hlatshwa nini asihlatshwe nini zihlobo zami asizivikeleni ubhubhani lukhona abantu bayaphela emhlabeni izihlobo zethu ziyaphela ziyaphela izihlobo zethu ngiyabonga zihlobo zami laphele khona abantu vikela kanini asizifikile nini siyenze khona lokho uthiwa sikwenze esintwini asisebenzise nini umsuzwane wona lokho na sifuthe eucalyptus sizifuthe ngawo ngiyabonga sihlobo zami yenzanini njalo ngilithanda lonke sihlobo zami libe losuku oluhle.
Yes, that is Ketwe Lupahla. She's saying that, people must protect themselves from COVID-19. And she's saying that the problem is that the vaccines are very few and some people are not getting them. But she says if you have got an opportunity, be vaccinated so that you can protect yourself and other people around you. At the same time, she says, well, you can even try some African ways of doing things, you know, like steaming, which is very traditional. You can put umsuzwane and all those kind of things. I don't know what umsuzwane is, or mzambani in Shona, right? Or mzumbani.
I wapo tukunzwa kuva kune mungwe mudzimai ari kutaura iye kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vazive kuti denda ire COVID-19 ririko. Uyezve kune avo vanenge vawana mukana wekuti vabaiwe nhomba yeCOVID-19 ngavabaiwe nekuti zvechokwadi chirwere ichi achiri kupedza vazhinji vari kutaura zvakare vachitaura ivo kuti kune avo vanokwanisawo kushandisawo zvekunatira zvinogona kubatsira asi nyaya huru iripo inyaya yekuti vanhu ngavabayiwe nhomba yeCOVID-19 kana vachikwanisa kuiwana nekuti vari kuti ivo kune dzimwe nzvimbo iri kushomeka asi kune avo vane mukana wekuiwana aiwa baiwa nhomba iyi.
Yes, we also have Elijah Nkala. You still remember the guy who participated in the 1988 Olympic Games. So he's a counselor in Matebele and South. So he's talking about, COVID-19, how it is affecting people and all those kind of things. So let's listen to this interview that was done by Ezra Jesus Band.
COVID-19 is back on. Abantu babekuthatha slightly kulula nje. Njengokuthi kusiba le-HIV and AIDS, abantu babekuthatha lula. But because of ama-cases asebewayezwa abantu here and there, sengikhona beshaker lezixwayiso from the government ukuthi abantu kaba-exercise ama-extreme cautions ukuthi benanzelele ukuthi ba-exercise ama-social distances, befama mask, befama geza ama-sanitizers. Sengikhona bekunanzelela ukuthi kuyafiwa lokuzwa somewhere ukuthi abama-cases lokhu e-riser rise from the lapana kuqalisa khona iqalisa I social I COVID yesese phansi ama cases kanti ase kweqanze siyaphezulu inkhona be shake abantu sibe kunazelela ukuthi kuyafiwa so abantu ku community I vaccine sebe bayifuna na le vaccine ye COVID ukuthi bezama ukuhlatshwa inlutshwane yabe yabantu lutshwane esigabeni bafuna more vaccines should come so that they be vaccinated to try and prevent umkhuhlane lo njengokhansila ngiyabakhuthaza i-community at large ukuthi belandele izixwayiso zabe-Ministry of Health behlale bekwazi ukuthi if it's 30 and below for ama-gatherings bawe balandele njalo lokuhlala liminyene kungavunyelwa abantu behlale emakhaya nxa behlala emakhaya abahamba emsebenzini behamba emsebenzini but ngesikhathi sokutshayisa abasiphiwa ngabezempila kahle betshayise behambe behlale emakhaya okunye enza ukukhuthaza abantu njalo abahlali befake amamaski amamaski kagqoke fully njengathi uvale lamakhala lomlomo because abanye bafica bewagqoka entanyeni amamaski so usuthi umuntu protectile abangaprotectanga lutho kuyafanala ukubopha ithayi so ngifisa ukuthi abantu begqoke amamaski fully uhambe uwathwele ezikhwameni maybe ube le 2 or 3 nxa etholakala ngibona ngani khona okhana kuyazama ukunqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane lo
sikhangeleke lapha ibingekho le vaccine le zohulumende kuthiwa sekhona ona njengokhansila njengabantu wakho umuntu ukhansila state siyehlatshwa kathi sike manje nxa ingekho zoyisikhona yini
ngibembuza ngiyabuza ngayo nje izolo lokho ngibuza ukuthi ivaccine sikhona yini bathi hayi kabuyi kodwa ingabuya I think kuzaba lamaqhuzuba abantu bezama ukuthi bethole usizo behlatshwe ngiyafisa njalo ukuthi ewadini yami njengomunye anti umuntu onke uyadonsela ingubo ebusweni bakhe ngifisa ukuthi ibuye ngobuningi izisale labanye abangekho ewadini begcine bezosizakala kuyona le iward kwekliniki
yes marvelous that is Elijah Nkala is a counselor in Eskotini all what he's saying is that people were initially very relaxed when it came to COVID-19. Some of them didn't even believe that COVID-19 was real. And so he says following, the increase in the number of cases. So people have started panicking and they now want vaccines. But the problem is that there is a shortage of vaccines in the area where he is. So he says, the government should actually up their game in terms of providing these vaccines because people need them urgently in Mawabeni, in Mlomoliwoto, in other areas in Eskotini. So he's appealing for help from the government. And he says that generally people should actually respect the kind of protocols that were, prescribed by the WHO and the government. So he says that helps a lot. And social distancing and cleaning of hands, people must follow that to the letter. That's exactly what he's saying there.
Mm-hmm. Apo tirikunzwa kune vamwe kanzura uyezve vakambova mutambi watingati kuma Olympic nguva yapfuura varikutaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vaedze kuramba vachiteedzera nyaya iri kutaurwa zviga zveWorld Health Organization uyezve vari kuti ivo munzvimbo yavo kwavanobva zvanga zviri kunetsa nguva yapfuura kuti vanhu vaende kunobayiwa majekiseni iwaya kana kuti nhombai dzeCOVID-19 asi nekuwanda kuri kuita vanhu vari kushayika kubva kudenda iri vanhu vazhinji vave kubuda vachiedza kuti vanowana nhomba iyi asi vari kuti munzvimbo yavari pari zvino nhomba idzi hadzisi kuwanikwa nyore dziri kushota uyezve vari kutokurudzira kuti dai hurumbende yaita zvainokwanisa kuitira kuti nhomba idzi hadziwanikwe nyanya kumaruva kwavari ikoko nekuti vari kuti zvavari kusangana nazvo panguva yaizvozvi ndezvekuti vanhu vazhinji vaakuda kubayiwa nhomba asi nhomba hakuna pari zvino saka ndokutaura kwavari kuitawo uyezve tisingakanganwe sekutaura kwataita kuti nhasi izuva rekurangarira avo vakatisiya pakaitika mhirizhonga musure mesarudzo ya2018 muna August.
Yes, marvelous. Let's turn to sport now. We know that Zimbabweans are heading home, and some of them have already arrived in Harare. We're talking about Donato Katai, Peter Westler, and others. You know, they didn't manage to get some gold, silver, or bronze medals. So it has been very tough on their side. But according to Frederick Lilovu, of the who is the delegation leader in Tokyo, he says they did very well. Most of them actually broke their own records. So he's really saying these people did what they did. And at the end of the day, yesterday, there was Scott Vincent, who actually, he says, he performed very well in golf. So let's listen to him talking about this. And that is Scott Vincent, who actually featured in Zimbabwe Colors. There he comes.
Hello, this is Scott Vincent from Tokyo. Post my golf performance this week. It was an incredible week, incredible performance. Japan is amazing and the golf course was incredible. Very hard and challenging, but a good challenge and a good setup for a championship event like this. You know, I played really well. I had to fight back after day one. It was a rough start, but learned a lot on after day one and managed to make some changes going into day two, three, and four. And yeah, it worked out very well. I played nice and solid, you know, the rest of the tournament and had a good performance. So I was really thankful for that. You know, I learned a lot. I learned how to persevere and go back to the routines and how I normally play golf. And that made the difference, I think, going into day three, day two and three and four. It was incredible to have the Zimbabwe delegation there to support and come out and watch, especially Kirsty Coventry. She took the time away from her busy schedule here to come watch on day one and four. And, yeah, it was just very cool to share that experience with her. Yeah, I'd just like to thank all the Zimbabwean supporters around the world that have sent me messages and wished me well. I could definitely feel all the love and support. And, yeah, just being at the Olympics is incredible. Love the experience. Can't wait to try and make the team for Paris in 2024. That's definitely going to be a goal of mine. It was just such a cool experience to be around all the top athletes in the world and rub shoulders with them. So, yeah, just really thankful for this opportunity. Really blessed to be here. And thank you to Zimbabwe for giving me this opportunity. And hopefully I've done everyone proud. And I look forward to the opportunity to represent Zimbabwe in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, look, what's called Vincent, we have a cool look at the Unigituba, Gabandwe Zimbabwe. Ukuze adlale umdlalo wegolf arepresente ilizwe emdlalweni lo. So uthi uzamile konke akuzamileyo njalo wagcina esiba ngunumber 16 phakathi kwabantu abayi-60 khonapho ke. So singathi xa sokubuya i-ranking yakhe emhlabeni wonke jikelele uScott sengunumber 50 khonapho. So kutsho ukuthi udlala okunye okumangalisayo lobe engatholanga isicoco kodwa uthi uzamile njalo uzimisele marvelous ukuthi aye kule France ngo-2024 ukuyamela ilizwe leZimbabwe. So uthi uzazama ngamandla wonke ukuthi alolonge umdlalo wakhe uze ethi aphumelele emdlalweni le. Kunjalo marvelous.
Aiwapo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mutambi angari iko kumaolympics ikoko Scott Vincent anotamba yegorofu achitaura iye pamusoro pematambiro akaita achiti ari kufara nematambiro akaita nekuti paakapinda apa paranking angari kumashure asawanikwa iye achikwira paranking uyezve ari kutaura kuti ari kutotarisira kuti aone kuti chii chichabuda pavanodzokera zvakare kumaolympics muna 2024 kuFrance achitaura zvakare kuti akafara iye nerutsigiro rwaakawana kubva kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pasi rose uyezve ari kutaura iye kuti vazhinji vaimutumira mameseji aiaona kasaka kana makatumira mameseji Scott Vincent ari kutaura iye kuti akaona regai timbonzwa kubva kuna vatabani gonye
before we go to tabani we've got another person representing the athletes. So let's get that and then we go to Tabani Konyi. Just 1 second before you do that. So there is a coach, James Stevenson, who was coaching Peter Gilpin. So he's saying, you know, he's praising Gilpin for what he did. He says he did his best and he prays that he continues with his game and improves that game. So let's hear from Stevenson.
Wait. And stop. Okay, so Peter Pasel-Gilpin has just finished his Olympic experience. He's just had the race of his life. An absolutely beautiful race, really well executed. Leading the whole way, looking resplendent. He actually got pipped on the line by Kazakhstan, but I think he can be extraordinarily proud of where he's placed. So he's placed 20th in the world rankings and the Olympic rankings, and that's an exceptional performance. Now, had the semi-finals just worked out a little bit different, he could have been anywhere between 13th and 20th, but, you know, that it doesn't really matter. The result is not what we look for. We look for the performance and the way he approaches it and the way he delivers the best he can be, and then we look at the results. So, you know, I think he can be extraordinarily proud of where he's come. But the most important thing that Peter Pasel-Gilpin has achieved is winning the hearts and minds of world rowing. And we can just listen to the commentary to realise that. The way this guy operates is an inspiration to millions. All the Olympic values he holds true to his heart and he espouses in everything that he does. He's an athlete that's always got a smile on his face. He's always got a thumbs up for people. He's always helping other people and being considerate of other people. And it's those values that I would like any young person to look at, rather than his achievements, which are great, but to say, I want to operate like Peter Pasel-Gilpin, and I want to take those things into my family life and my friendships, and you know, if I have children, to try to bring them up with those same values that Peter has shown to the world at this Olympic Games. I think Zimbabwe should be extraordinarily proud and get right behind this guy for everything that he does and moving forward with all those great values and principles at the heart of everything that he does. So he's done Zimbabwe proud, he's done himself proud. I couldn't be any prouder of the way he operates and the way he scales, a beautiful sculler. So I think be inspired by how he operates and get behind those Olympic values and understand those Olympic values, and you will then feel the same fulfillment and success in anything that you do. Thanks a lot. Over and out. Steve-o.
Thank you.
So marvelous. That is James Stevenson. Stevenson is the coach for Peter Pasel-Gilpin. So he's saying this guy is great. You know, he did his best, and he prays that he will do more in the near future. So, and even represent the country in France. So again, look at the Kulumage Mucham Stevenson. Oh, we have a Peter Pasel-Gilpin, who is a rowing. So again, Utiai, Utahalo, civil, Uyagwas, Awanzai. A Rashainji Amans, Rashainji Telamans, Awuti, in Jesu Kompana, Neskepenya Nasaki. So, Upindo Kulumas will Uti. Yena ngesifiso sakhe ukuthi ahlale khona njalo uzaba ngcono ngokuya kwesikhathi. So uyampreza kakhulu khonapho ke mabula.
Apo tshikunzwa murayiridzi wa Peter Gilpin anoita iye zverowing ari kutaura iye achiti ari kufadzwa nematambiro akaita Peter Gilpin achiti munhu anorowa zvinoyevedza uyezve munhu akazvibata anotarisira iye kuti Peter achakwanisa kubudirira kuti aende kumakwikwi Tokyo kana kuti vachibva kuTokyo 2020 vaende kumakwikwi kuFrance egore ra2024. Saka ari kutaura iye kuti akafadzwa kuzvibata kwanga kwakaita Peter Gilpin, uyezve ari kuti iye Peter aifarirwa nevazhinji kunyange vezvematori venhau kana makomentata vanhu vese vakawanikwa ivo vachifadzwa nematambiro akaita Peter Gilpin kumakwikwi iwaya eTokyo 2020.
Yeah, kunjalo ke marvelous. We know that we've been really talking to many of these people that are representing Zimbabwe in the Olympics, and two of them have been outstanding. That is Frederick Lovu and Thabani Konye. So I'm told you talked to Thabani Konye.
Yes. Yes, I did actually have an interview with Thabani Konye just coming on air here, and I asked him to just update us on the situation in Tokyo at the moment, like what happened in the last games that we saw, how did Peter Gilpin fare, how did also Scott Vincent fare and also Makusha, and if the athletes have actually all gone home. And he said that some of them have gone back to their homeland, because some are actually not based in Zimbabwe. For example, one of the swimmers, the other Peter, is actually based here in the United States. But he said Ngoni Makusha is still in Tokyo at the moment, although he's finished his games, and also he's following the COVID-19 protocol there in Tokyo, which says that they have to stay in you know, put for a time being until they're actually released to then go back to their homelands. And he says that him and his team will be in Tokyo until the 8th of August. When the games actually have the closing ceremony, and also they will be learning from other countries how they are actually, you know, going to be carrying on after these games. So let's listen to what Mr. Gonye had to say in Shona.
Because, you know,
if you can.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, so we are trying to give you an audio of Gavani Gonye. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, maybe we can bring in Ndlovu, because we've got him right here. So can I go ahead with Ndlovu? Yes. So
you can go ahead while I cue Gonye, because I've got him.
Yes, so we also spoke to Mr. Ndlovu.
Because, you know, Matraiti and the team athletes said whoever pays up my events, I will abide up at the party. Unaga Petsera, Seja Magaona, and Larry Scott Vincent, the other Petsera Utamba. And kutamba kwake, I think fanira pedzisira kutaura nezvake, anga achiri kuma third round, kuma second round, akazopedza inonzi fourth round, ndopaakapedzisira aita number 16, ari tied for position 16 in the final standing. Kutamba kwatinoti isvosvo kwakwa kuri kwemberi kuri kuratidza kuti munhu anoziva mutambo wake. Achiuya pano kumaolympics, Scott Vincent akazopedzisira kuwira chikwata cheZimbabwe andari number 51. Saka kuzopedzisira kumaolympics asvika kuti nangwa chekuti aita number 16. Tinoona kuti akaedza, and the score yake akapedzisira nayo yange akanaka. Saka ndinoona isusu kuti kutamba kwaita vatambi vedu vashanu ava, vanhu vachiri kukura, vanhu vachiri kutarisira kuti vachaenda mberi vachitamba sport yavo. Ende zvakare marizadzo avo isusu tine seZimbabwe Olympic Committee tinoti isusu ngatikamuchirei zvakuda, vaaedza vagona.
Tinoona zvakare kuti Ngoni Makusha akawanikwa iye achimhanya, akabuda sei?
Ngoni Makusha akamhanyawo 100 yake, 100 meters, ndokutanga kwake akanga kunda kunonzi preliminary round yekuti vazoenda kunext round, angeri first round. Vabva musecond round akazogonewa kuti achipinda kuti aende kumasemifinals, nekuti vakazobvisa yenzizo quarter final kuti hara vakubva straight from first round vachienda kumasemifinals. Saka ndopa akakundikana kuti achiende semifinals. Saka ndobva akagumira aita marounds maviri yepreliminary nefirst round. Saka ndokuguma kwachewo kwaakaita Ngoni.
Tinoona kuti pari zvino Zimbabwe yava kubuda mumakwikwi aya isina mamenduru. Imi seZimbabwe Olympic Committee munoti chiina zvoizvi?
Tinobvuma, tinoti isusu ndokuti kuongorora kwedu tikatangira pekutanga ndepekuti hatisi kufara, ende nyika yese inofanira kuva isingafari kuti Zimbabwe kumira kwayakaita nekugona masports ive ichitumira vanhu vashanu. Ndopekutangira ipapo kuti tinofanira kuongorora kuti tisina kunongedza kuti zviri kubva nepapi. Pati tibvume kuti nyika yedu pairiko zvino kuti tichionekwa tichitumira vatambi vashanu zvinhu zvekuti zvinofanira kutishungurudza, and tinotishungurudza. Tinoti isusu seZimbabwe ngatitarisirei kuti chii chatingaita, ende tine urongwa hwekuti tigare nevamwe vese vatinoti mastakeholders, manational associations, negovernment nemaprivate sector, tichitamira ipo pano, singamirire kuti tizosvika kuFrance. But tine urongwa hombe hwekuti tese tikaita takabatana tiite maaction plans, atikuziva isusu kuti anogona kutiratidza chinga mberi.
They were hearing tips from Tabani Gonye of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee. He's the president of the committee, and he's actually saying that they are looking forward to sitting down with major stakeholders, including the government, to make sure that they come up with a plan ahead of France 2024, because he says they would have wanted to bring more athletes than just 5 athletes to the games, and also the preparations could have been better. But he says they were very, very impressed by how the athletes actually performed. And he says, you know, most of the athletes who were there actually broke their personal best records. And also he says, especially in the issue of Donata Katai, who we're seeing on screen there, she's very young. And by the time she gets to France 24, she will have the experience that she needs. And he says he was very impressed also by the golfer Scott Vincent for having done his best to also, increase his standing in the world rankings after his performance at the Olympics. And also he talked about Ngoni Makusha, saying that, yes, he actually, you know, is out of attending the finals, but his performance was commendable. And also he tried his best, including all the other athletes.
We also have Frederick Ndlovu, who is the delegation leader. Let's listen to what he's saying about the participants and all those people that actually helped in terms of, making life easier for Zimbabweans in the Olympics. So here it comes. So singathi lani lonke libuyela ngolwesine.
Asibuyeli sonke ngolwesine, sithina sizabuyela ngolwesine nama athletes ethu okakade sechineni. And then Vincent Scott uzasala mithana ngoba kulokhu kunomdlalo wegwalofu ekupheleni kwenyanga eyi tournaments. Kuzokuthi kumongameli weZimbabwe Olympic Committee lo mphathi dambo bazambelela ke i-official closing ceremony ebesebebuya ngekhaya beza kwenziwa mhla ka-8.
Yes, singathi ke nxa usukhangela sibili ukhangela ubona ukuthi lapha kusetshenziwe kumbe ku-10-10 abadlali bolabo bonazane labe lokho elilabo yini konke siyafika ku-France 24 kumbe lizadinga abanye njalo
ukuba labo yisifiso sethu sibili, but lokhu kuyaba sokumele ukuthi kwenziwe ama-analysis ukuhlolisiswe ngokujulileyo ukuthi abalokhe belesi esingathi i-potential oyokuyimprova ama-personal best abo ngobani. Lokho kuyabe sokusenziwa i-technical committee, and kumele sinandezele njalo futhi ukuthi Zimbabwe Olympic Committee ayisiyo iyenza lokho, ngoba ama-athletes lawa wona kwabo vele avela kuma-clubs abo, besuka kuma-clubs babe sebebelonga to, bebe sebevela futhi ku-national federation yabo. thina sizibathatha from i-National Federation xa sebekwalifayile ukumela ilizwe kuma-Olympics through ama-International Federation nabo. So yikho lapho thina esithathela khona ezizimbabwe olympic committee. But kuqakathekile ukuthi sifake amakhanda ndawonye lama-clubs ne-National Federation ukwenzela ukuthi khona xa kulokunye okufunakalayo ukuthi sibancedise khona, sibancedise kakhulu ngoba lathi silakho esilakho njengo-olympic committee esikuthola from Olympic Solidarity. Silakho futhi ukuthi sizame ukuncedisa ukuthi sifune namanye ama-olympic committees nama-national federations abalalapho lokhu esithi ama-high performance centers ngoba thina sinayo eZimbabwe. Yikho siyabe sokumele sihambise khona abadlali ngoba singekela ukubahambisa lapho, hhayi singakukhohlwa nje emen.
There you are. That is Frederick Lilovo. So he's saying a lot about these athletes, and he's not quite sure whether all of them will make it to France 2024. Because he says, as a committee, they have nothing to do with the selection of these people. So it depends on their associations and, you know, clubs and so forth. So he says, but under normal circumstances, one has to actually see and groom the person who is very capable of breaking the current record. So if the person cannot break his or a current record, don't expect that person to go to France. So he says at the end of the day, it's sort of like a wait and see kind of scenario. But he believes that maybe Zimbabwe can have many athletes coming from different associations. But unfortunately, they only had 5 this year. And, you know, out of about 23 associations that can provide these kind of athletes. Remember, there's high jump, there's, you know, a lot of things. So everywhere, he says, let's look around and see what we can do.
Aiwapo, tangatirikunzwa kubva kunava Fred Ndlovu, varivo variku Tokyo ikoko ku Japan. Vanova ivo chef de mission ndo varikugara nevatambi uyezve ndivo leader wedelegation iyoyo. Vari kutaura ivo vachitaura kuti vakafara chaizvo nematambiro akaita vatambi vakavirira Zimbabwe. Asi vari kutaura ivo kuti dai zvaibvira zvaikwanisika kuti pavewo nemamwe maassociation anounzawo vamwe vatambi, nekuti vari kutaurawo zvataurwa navagonye kuti zvinorwadza kuti Zimbabwe yakakwanisa kuendesa vatambi vashanu chete 5 kumaolympics, kuti shona isu munyika kuti mune maassociation emitambo yakasiyana-siyana. Tinoona vamwe munguva yapfuura vekarati vanga vari kubvunzawo kuti zvinombofamba seiko kuti munhu akwanise kunge achienda kumaolympics uko. Muzvirongwa zvedu zvinotevera tichazoedza kuti timbotsvaga vakuru vakuru vemamwe maassociation iwaya timbonzwa kuti ivo vanonyatsoziva here kuti zvinofamba sei kuti munhu achuzwe kana kuti asarudzwe kuti awanikwe iye achienda kumitambo yepamusoro yakadai semaTokyo Olympics aripo pari zvino. Vandlovu vataura zvakare kuti ivo sesangano reZimbabwe Olympic Committee havasirivo vanosarudza kuti ndiani anoenda kumakwikwi aya. Takatarisa nyaya yeFrance 24. Saka tange tiri kuona kuti ndianani vachakwanisa kunge vachienda kumakwikwi aya. Pachasvika makwikwi achaitirwa kuFrance mugore ra2024.
Yes, let's hear a bit from Ndlovu again. Here we go.
Very well. We brought here a relatively young team of athletes as Team Zimbabwe, and they were all competing at the Olympics for the first time. But if you look at their performance, in principle, they all broke, all but one, broke their personal best records. They went further and even set new national records, which is a commendable performance. So what we now need to do as a nation is to ensure that we give them proper support that they need, so that now they can compete for the medals. But otherwise, their performance was commendable in my view.
So when are all the athletes going home?
The swimmers already home. They traveled well and they arrived well at home. The rower also traveled well and they arrived home, especially in the US. We are now left with our golfer, Scott Vincent, and our runner, Wadima Bush. These ones we are going to live together with them on Wednesday, arriving home on Thursday.
So now, are there any rewards that they're going to get for what they did in terms of breaking their own records?
I think this is another comment that I want to reserve for another day.
Yes, and then what about the whole contingent of the people that are in the Olympics? When are you going, when is Kest Coventry going back home and others?
Yes, yeah, where our honorable minister is the president of the IOC Athletes Commission, and the elections are still ongoing. So once they close, she has to oversee that whole process where a new person is going to take over from there. So she will be here until that process is done. And obviously, there's the official closing ceremony to be held on the 8th. So only then will she and the president and the secretary general of the Sport Policy Committee travel back home.
Tell us a bit about the future of these athletes that we had. Are you taking the same athletes to France 24 as far as you're concerned?
I can't say that because that is not my area. What needs to be highlighted is that athletes belong to clubs and they belong to their respective national federations. It is the national federations that work with the respective clubs to ensure that the athletes qualify through their international federations. So only then can we know whether the same athletes are going to make the grade. But obviously, given the excellent performance that we got from them, we need to do a lot to support them. We also need to do a lot to ensure that more athletes make it for the Olympics come Paris 2024.
And then finally, there are some people who are always saying, you know, you sent a lot of, not athletes, but, you know, some officials were more than the athletes. So what's the issue there?
I think if we are to get the correct solution for our problems, we should realize that the officials that travel are not the center of, should not be the center of our discussion. The center of our discussion should be how many national federations qualify at the Olympics. Because the number of officials that travel are determined by the number of athletes that qualify. Tokyo 2020, Zimbabwe has only 4 national federations out of a possible 32, which means we have 28 national federations that do not qualify in the athletes. This is where we should focus our attention on. Why do we have such a huge number of national federations that are not managing to have athletes that qualify for Olympics? You should remember that the number of officials that travel are not determined by the country. They are determined by a system. It's a scientific system based on the number of athletes that qualify. If I look at the team Zimbabwe that I have here, we only have one physiotherapist. And one of the things that is already been highlighted is that team Zimbabwe lacks a dietitian. It lacks a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
It lacks physical trainers. So at the end of the day, the team is actually not adequately resourced in terms of specialist training. So if you ask me, I would actually request for more personnel to accompany the athletes.
And then what's the way forward in terms of that issue and the athletes themselves? How best can they be capacitated in order to perform much better than what they did this year?
It's back to the great point. The Olympic Committee is waiting on a plan on how best they can qualify more athletes. And very soon we are going to be having a strategic planning session where all these things will be looked into. There will also be, obviously, a report from myself on the performance of the team in Tokyo 2020. Only from then are we then going to derive solutions to the challenges that we have.
There you are, Marvelous. So he's talking about what is going to happen next in terms of the next Olympic Games and You know, after the Olympics, right now, what are they going to do? So he says, it's back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I think those are the same sentiments that were actually shared by his president, who said that they're going to now be engaging stakeholders. Because I could tell from the recording that I think he was actually at an event, because we could hear the background of people. So, you know, when you asked him the question that your delegation was a bit big, is what was alleged in the media, he actually went on to say, no, actually we had one, I think he said we had one physiotherapist, I think. We were lacking a psychologist, because this issue of psychologists has really been topical. We've seen it trending all over social media, where we saw some athletes actually pulling out of the game, saying that, you know, their mental health was not okay. So, you know, it's interesting that he brought that up. Sakapo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna va Gonye, kubva kuna va Frederick Ndlovu, vanova ivo vanga vaka tungamira chikwata chevatambi vakaenda kuma Tokyo Olympics Games aripo Paris, you know. Atichazoona achipera musi wa 8 pane closing ceremony, asi Zimbabwe parizvino vatambi vavo vese vashanu vakabuda mumakwikwi aya. Saka Vandlovu vari kutaura ivo kuti kunyange hazvo vanhu vaiva shoropodza vachiti vakatakura vanhu vakawanda vanova ivo vanobatsira Zimbabwe, uchitarisira nezviri kuitwa nedzimwe nyika uyezve nezvinoitwa nemamwe maassociation kana kuti mamwe makomiti, yanga itori nevanhu vashoma, nekuti vanga vasina vamwe vana mazvikokota vanoona nenyaya yekuti mafungiro evanhu kana kuti mental health yevatambi yakamira sei. Nekuti tiri kuona kuti kuTokyo Olympics uku takaona vamwe vatambi vanobva kune dzimwe nyika dzinotosanganisira kana iko kuno kuAmerica, vanga vachinyanya kutsinira kukosha kwakaita nyaya yemental health paunenge uri kuita nyaya idzodzi dzemitambo. Saka vangati ivo havana kunge vakaenda nemunhu ane unyanzvi uhu. Uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti shuviro yavo ndeyekuti vazoona kuti vakadzokera kumusha vawanikwe ivo vachibatana nevamwe kuti vawanikwe vachiwana hwaro hwekuti kuFrance 2024 zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka.
Kunjalo ke Marvelous, siyakwazi kuti imidlalo leyi iqhubekela phambili khona ngale kule Japan. Siyabona ukuthi kunengi okwenzakalayo khona ngale kule Japan. Kulabanye abalokhu kumele begijime, kulabanye njalo kumele bencintisane emidlalweni etshiyeneyo kakhulu. So singathi the Olympics are still on, and there are expectations that maybe a lot is going to happen. So in boxing, we saw a lot that went around. Like we've got Samuel Taki of Ghana, who actually bagged Africa's first boxing medal at the Tokyo Olympics with a win in his featherweight quarterfinal bout against Saber David Avila of Colombia on Sunday. So Taki won the 3-3 decision. So in fact, it was a very highly contested, you know, match between the two. So then Taki is one of the only two African boxers still in contention at the Olympics. So there's a lot that is happening right now. So we see that many other games are on. Marvelous.
Tunoona kuti pane zviri kuitika kuma Olympic Games uku, tichitarisa isu dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica dziri kumitambo iyoyi. Tinoona kuti nyanya South Africa ndoimwe nyika yakawanikwa iyo ichitora mamenduru akawanda panyaya dzekubhagucha. Takaona isu munguva yapfuura iyoyi vabhaguchi vanobva kuSouth Africa vachiwanikwa ivo vachitora mamenduru pane mitambo yavo yavanga vari kuita. Zvinoreva kuti Africa iri kuedzwa kumiramira kumitambo iyoyi.
And when you look at how Americans are actually doing, a lot is happening. We know that Simone Biles actually pulled out of some of the, you know, the gymnastics events. So it's because of what they call mental issues. So she said she had some, what she called twisties. You know, twisties are a situation where you lose your balance while you have gone round or something like that, or after spinning. So then you have that problem of finding your own kind of direction. You may end up maybe breaking your neck or injuring yourself very seriously, or even breaking your back. So she decided to pull out of some of the games. So we see that, you know, despite that, the American team actually did well in the gymnastics event. So when you look at the Africans, you know, they are trying their best. So far, so good. Just a few gold medals here and there. But they are trying, marvelous.
Yes, maybe let's just take a look at the actual medals table to take a look at which country is leading in terms of gold medals. At the moment, the United States, as of yesterday, was leading with 20 gold medals, 23 silver medals, and 16 bronze medals. And then China is leading or is follows the United States with 24 gold, 14 bronze, 14 silver, and 13 bronze. So we see the United States and China are really leading on the medals table there in Japan, in Tokyo. So we'll be, you know, keeping a close eye to see how Africa is faring compared to some of these countries like the United States and China, who are currently leading in all the, you know, medals.
Yes, I want to ask you a question. Ikhanya ngazani lichaya kuzwele kanye le China. So balama medal amaningi nxa sikhangela igolide lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So kutshengisela ukuthi phela bayatshaya okunye okumangalisayo. Nxa sikhangela ke i-USA khona manje ile 22 ama gold medals, bese kubuya 25 ama silver, bese kubuya 17 ama bronze. Bese kubuya ke i-China ile 29 ama gold medals, bese kubuya 17 silver, le 16 ama bronze. Kuzobuya ke lamanye amazwe ke atshiyeneyo, i-Britain layo iyazama khonapho ke ile 11 ama gold, 12 ama silver, le 12 ama bronze. Xa sikhangela ke i-Japan yona ngwayo phela bekhangelelwe marvelous ukuthi izashaya kakhulu, kodwa kwamanje ile 17 ama gold, 6 ama silver, then 10 ama bronze. So kume njalo ke emdlalweni le. So ke ngena kona pa marvelous.
Aiwa, tinoona kuti nyika dzakadai seAmerica neChina ndo dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichinyanyo budirira panyaya yemamenduru iwaya. Sekutaura kwandaita mamenduru andakupa angari ane zuro. Asi tikuona kuti nhasi United States iri kunziyo yane 22 magold, 25 masilver ne 17 mabronze. Zvinoreva izvo kuti pari zvino vane 64 mamenduru tichitarisa nyika yeAmerica kubva muzuva ranhasi. Todzokera kuChina yasvika iyo pa 29 gold, 17 silver and 16 bronze. Vane 62 mamenduru. Saka nyika idzodzi dzeAmerica neChina ndo dziri kuwanikwa idzo dziri kuwanikwa dziri kutora mamenduru akawanda. Toenda kune vari kune mutambo uyu wekuJapan ikoko kuTokyo. Japan pari zvino ine mamenduru 17 egold, 6 esilver ne 10 ebronze. Iri Japan iyi ndo pamusha pavo ndo pari kuitirwa makwikwi aya. Saka pari zvino vamira vari pa 33 mamenduru avanawo pari zvino. Zvinoreva kuti aiwa vazhinji vakatarisawo kuti nyika iyi iri kuwanikwa iyo ichiita mitambo mikuru iyi iri kubuda sei. So going back to the host, Japan itself actually currently has 33 medals in all. They have 17 gold as of today, 6 silver and 10 bronze. So they are really, you know, trying to get to the stage where the United States is. Obviously, the United States, as we said earlier on, they are really dominating with the 22 gold, 25 silver, and 17 bronze, and 64 medals in total.
You remember that Usain Bolt was once the world's fastest man in
yes.
terms of his lightning quick sprints. Now we've got a new person on the block. You know, Texas-born Italian 26-year-old Lamont Marcel Jacobs finished the 100-meter race in 9.8 seconds. I mean, 9.8 seconds. And then he was closely followed by American Fred Kelly, who finished second for his silver in 9.84 seconds.
It would be interesting hear what Usain Bolt will say about this one.
So on that note, I think we have to end it here. We thank everybody who actually participated in our program today. This is Kip Stewart in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who is saying have a very good night.